The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance here on this 25th day of April, Thursday. And here we have on the board tonight none other than Style. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And we have here live in the studio, I'm training him. He's a trainee, folks. Aaron Gunnias.
Hello, America.
There you go. Got it done. Well, you know, we're going to start out. We have a whole last-minute bunch of prayer requests coming in, and so we're going to start this program out with prayer tonight. We have Harry Holland, which is in the hospital, folks. Harry is a member of Doers of the Word Church, and he is not doing very well at all. He's been in there for a while, and so we're going to hold him up in prayer again. Elaine Connolly, our nurse Elaine, is back in the hospital. This has not been a good year for nurse Elaine. And she's in there with heart and lung problems, breathing problems, and our dear friend Elaine, too, is a member of Doers of the Word. Chuck Reisinger is also, he has numerous problems with his feet and also with his eyes, so he needs a healing. And then Marion's daughter, Pam, is in the hospital there in Parma with a heart and lung condition also, so Let's pray for them. Heavenly Father, Lord God, all of these people we just mentioned, Harry Holland, Elaine Connolly, Chuck Reisinger, and Pam, Lord, we would ask, we want to hold them up. We want to hold them up to you, Lord, and just ask, Father God, Lord, that you might touch them, Lord, that they might receive a healing, Lord. And Father God, we would ask too, you know, we often think we know what's wrong with us, but Lord, often what we think is wrong is not, but you know exactly what they need. You know exactly what they need. So, Lord, I'm asking you that you would do that. You would bless them in every single area where they can receive that blessing, that would be restored back to health with a clear mind, pain-free body, and, Lord, their desires would be turned towards you more than ever. And, Lord, that you would use them to the ultimate, right into the time you take them home so that they could hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's our prayer tonight for these folks. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All righty, we're going to start tonight in Proverbs. Aaron is a little close to the mic?
I moved it.
Okay, there you go. Here you go. We're going to get to Proverbs chapter 1. I know, chapter 10. And it's an interesting thing because in these Proverbs, the first nine Proverbs here, you see these are Proverbs written to Solomon by King David. And so here, when it says the Proverbs, and starting in verse 10 now, once you get to Proverbs chapter 10, these Proverbs from 10 all the way through to 22, these are Solomon's Proverbs. And so here we pick it up in chapter 10. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but the righteous delivereth from death. Now, it's an interesting thing here. When he says, the Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but will cast us away the substance of wicked. Now, that is a generalization. Throughout the Bible, you have many, many generalizations. And in generalization, what am I saying? Well, I'm saying that it's normally are the case, but not always the case. For example, when it says to raise up a child in the ways of the Lord, and when he was old, okay, he will return to it. But that's not always the case at all, is it? Sometimes, and I've seen over the years, it's broken my heart to see that the children of pastors, good friends of mine, who have just left the faith. And in fact, this just happened recently. I had a pastor call me, and he was crying. And he told me that his because of illness and to one of the family members, his children, when they seen what was happening to their mother, they turned against God. And so, and this it's not that all that uncommon. And so here, he says, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Is that always the case? No, but is someone who is prosperous and who is diligent, are they much more likely to gain material wealth? Well, if their heart is turned towards the Lord, yeah. But he gathereth in the summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causes shame. So what do you think that means, Aaron?
Work while there's work available, and the harvest is when you're supposed to be harvesting the crop. You're supposed to be, this is a reference to farming, so you're supposed to work, in our case, in our present-day society.
Well, it's a reference to farming, but the application is to what?
Work full-time if you're healthy and you're an adult. Don't get universal basic income like they want to do.
Absolutely.
And sit home and play video games.
Okay, there you go. He's still a little loud. Okay, let me see. I can try to fix that a little bit there. Okay, maybe that'll help someone. All right, here. Blessings are upon the head of the just, and violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Well, that's true. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Boy. The word just there is the same word in the Hebrew for what? Righteous. The righteous, what's referring to. But the name of the wicked shall rot. Can you tell me the names of the wicked that shall rot? What about the Democrat today? And when you say Democrat, well, let me ask you, What does that mean to you when you hear the word? If someone who you haven't met before and they identify themselves as a Democrat, what is your first opinion of them?
Well, the leadership's a bunch of communist socialists. And then the hope is that when these other people who have been duped by their lies or deception and ineffective policies will realize this is not a way to – socialism is not an option as far as having life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, and that they will not vote or support their policies anymore.
So I would tell someone who has identified himself and let's say I just met him, right? Let's say it's a situation where you're traveling and you stop along the way at a rest area. Excuse me. Anyhow, and you're at one of the outside picnic tables and they're all being used, so somebody comes in, they sit next to you, you never met them before, and you start talking and they tell you that they're a Democrat. And here's what I say. If you have identified yourself to me, because today, now, this wasn't always this way. In the past, it wasn't. But today, if you identify yourself as being on the left or being a Democrat, it means, one, I my opinion would be that you are probably a communist. Two, more than likely, your religion would be leaning towards Satanism, because more and more, the entire Democratic Communist Party is embracing Satanism as their religion. It's a growing thing within the collective. According to your platform, your party platform, you endorse sodomy, so you may well be a sodomite. And if you don't know what a sodomite is, it's what you call a homosexual. A lot of these people don't know what a sodomite is. They're so biblically illiterate, they've never even heard the term.
See, I'm not so sure that the more dupish ones that are just kind of listening to the wrong news sources, the militant Democrats, absolutely. That's why I say the leadership of the party, they're committed to hell. The pedophilia, the human trafficking, the fentanyl, pushing the surgeries and the sexual filth put on our kids, not fit for adults. They're all committed to that. It's just when I come across, and I sometimes I'll assume, but they seem to be leftists, and then you can't just go into attack mode because the ultimate goal is to hope they see the error.
So what would be my purpose of saying that? If I don't know anything but the fact that you told me you're a Democrat, then I would think that you're very possibly a pedophile. You condone human trafficking or child sex trafficking, or uncleanness in people. As the Bible, all of the things that they stand for in the Word of God refers to as uncleanness, okay? And that you hate God, okay? So then what would be my purpose of telling them that? There would be a reason.
Well, it would hopefully that they would realize to repent, and also that homosexuality is wicked, that what were the other ones you listed?
Well,
pedophilia, obviously very wicked. Communism, form of government without God.
So would the purpose be
Satanism obviously is satanic.
So would the purpose be that they would say, well then, why have you come to that conclusion? Then it gives me the opportunity to tell them, do you know what your party platform stands for?
Are you asking me what I would say to someone?
No, I'm asking you, why do you think I would say that? Okay, there'd be a purpose in saying that to them, because I would want them to wonder, why have you come to that conclusion? So that gives me the opportunity to say, do you understand at all what your party platform stands for? And then I would say, apparently, if you do, then you're biblically illiterate, okay?
By supporting Democrats, you're supporting their policies.
Right.
That's the key point. Because usually the hope is that once they realize that they support these things, which they may be ignorant to, that they won't support them anymore.
Well, you want to make sure that you end the conversation in the fact that God's Word, the Bible, does not stutter, okay? The God's Word, the Bible, is reality. NBC, ABC, CBS, they're not even legitimate, much less reality. The Word of God is proven over thousands of years to be extremely, perfectly accurate. Mm-hmm. And that's where you bring in the fact that, look, here's where you stand right now. You're like, you're walking a tightrope over the lake of fire, okay? That's the purpose, to get them to come to repentance, to come to the Lord. So here, you pick it up now. He says, he that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causes sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. Now, this is twice that he uses the word the prating fool. What do you think that means, the prating fool?
What does prating mean?
Prating means using profane babblings, or saying things that are profane, or things that are just stupid. Like my uncle got
like
eaten.
Like men by can have babies.
Like men can have babies, right? Okay.
Or men can breastfeed.
Right.
Those are both Democrat policies. That's how. That's the best way to approach someone who supports Democrats. That if they have a logical train of thinking or just value system, they can be like, maybe there's something wrong here. And maybe we shouldn't be voting for these people until they repent as a whole, or just period, for that party. Because that's the objective of healing our country.
Right.
Getting us back to biblical morality. Well, with those policies, it's impossible.
Right.
Because they're completely opposed to the Word of God.
So you can use that train of thought in a lot of different areas. You can say, look, I may look like a man to you, but I'm a woman trapped in a man's body.
And that's okay. Mental illness.
Right. And so
because you only got two genders. And that's another great point, is that there's not however many they think there are. There's only two.
Yeah.
And then mental illness. Those are your three options.
Right. Well, you can also tell them, look, that under their mindset, even though I look like a 30-year-old or a 40-year-old or a 50-year-old, I'm actually a 10-year-old here, because now remember what they're saying today. You can be whatever. You don't want to be called out of your gender or out of your mindset. Now, what is the term that they're using in replacing pedophilia?
I don't know.
It's a term referring to gender. What is it? I can't remember now.
Minor attracted persons.
Minor attracted person. Okay.
Jeez.
Okay. There you go. A voice just came to me out of the yeah, right. A minor attracted person. So you can tell them.
Is that what they got? Their lawyers arguing that?
Oh yeah.
I mean, how far along is this?
Oh, that's been going on for a while. Didn't you know that?
Well, I mean, I know I've heard people say that they're going to try to do it. I mean, are they actually trying to legalize this now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The ACLU has been pushing and pushing on this. So
yeah, everybody listening out there, you better listen to that and then fight this.
In fact, you might be a furry and not even know it. Do you know what a furry is?
I heard that some middle schoolers just decided to righteously rebel against that. There was a school, is it Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, but do you know what a furry is?
It goes back to the same logic of if you think you're an animal, you can be an animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Or if you think you're 10,
okay,
you can be a full-grown man and compete in sports against children.
So this is how you...
And I think that's actually happened somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
It has.
They are, yeah, they're trying...
That's how crazy this is.
Yeah, well, it's absolute lunacy. It's absolute lunacy.
And those are all Democrat policies. So that's the key thing everybody should understand. You always want to, if you're sharing the gospel in the most effective way with love and compassion, or if they're hardened militants, hit them with the law. But when it comes to restoring our constitutional republic, we got to get those that are just either dupes or useful idiots to realize how insane these policies
now,
are.
Now, do you understand where they're getting these insane policies, where these are coming from?
The Democrats.
Yeah, I know that, but where are the Democrats
coming Hell.
From? Okay. Right.
See, the devil.
Their philosophy is to be and totally anti whatever the Bible teaches, in total opposition. So whatever the Bible teaches on the family, on marriage, on sex, whatever, they will be in total opposition. Whatever is logical and whatever uses even common sense, they have to be opposed to it. To be a Democrat, you have to be opposed to all and everything, especially, you know, the Bible and common sense.
Yeah. Gender, male and female, that's what the Word of God says. God created man and female. That's it.
Only two genders, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well then, he goes on to say, in the lips of him that hath understanding, wisdom is found. But a rod for the back of him that is void of understanding. Okay, so here, that word actually is devoid. Okay, he's referring to those that refuse wisdom. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. So that's what you just referred to, what being a Democrat is means today. Here, if you're, the Bible says that their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. All of those that hate God love death. All of those that hate God love death. And they love death in euthanasia. They love death in abortion. They love death any way it can come, by kill shots. They just love death, period. It says here, the labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction. But he that refuses reproof error. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth is a slander is a fool. In the multitude of the words are wanted, not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice as silver, but the heart of the wicked has little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. And boy, if that is not absolutely the case. We're going to go to a break, and we'll be back right after this.
Gordon Call was right when he made his famous stand. Heaven knows there was a man who fought the righteous fight till the wrong arm of the law gunned him down in Arkansas. He would not pay one dime of tribute to the IRS. And for his disobedience, they fanned his fiery death. And now all his fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door. 'Cause all is fair in love and war.
p.m. on a North Dakota road, February 83, that's when the war began, where two federal marshals died for the sake of tyranny. They both would underestimate the courage of one man who only shot in self-defense to save his promised land. Because all is fair in love and war, Christian blood has been shed before. And though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates
gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity. And we shall all meet at heaven's door. 'Cause all is fair in love and war. When all was said and done, and the verdict's handed down, someone had to take the fall, and it was Gordon's son, who was wounded in the fray. Please won't you pray for your recall, who now must waste his life away inside some stinking jail. Please pray the Lord might set him free through faith. We shall prevail. They say all is fair in love and war. Christian blood has been shed before, and though these tents of flesh may fail, the gates of hell shall never prevail. Because he gave his life for me, I shall not fear adversity, and we shall all meet at heaven's door. 'Cause all is fair in love.
Amen. All is fair in love and war. The gates of hell shall not prevail. And guess what? You know who said that? The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And he can do it, huh?
He holds the keys of heaven and death.
Alrighty, very good. Here now, we have, I got a couple quick announcements. One, that's not the right announcement. Where'd the right announcement go? Okay, here you go. The Tactical Civics Meeting will be held tomorrow, but they've changed the location. So you folks out in Northeast Ohio on the Geauga, Lake and Portage area, that to find the location, which is very close to, it was scheduled to be at our church, but our church has a different function for tomorrow. So tomorrow night, call Bill Wilds at 440-907-723-9839. Again, for the new location, it's very close to the church. Call Bill Wilds at 440-907-723-9839. And Bill, if you're out there listening and you want to call in and give your give the location, feel free to do that. Now, what else? I had another announcement.
Agape.
Okay, no, that's already sold out. So that's tomorrow night. Yeah.
Well, bless God.
And so there you go. So that's done. All right. Now, what else do we have? I know. Biden, remember on October 7th when Hamas raided and murdered all those people in Israel, in the Gaza?
Cooked babies alive.
We told people
lit
right
them on fire.
On that very day, when Biden had come out and says, we're going to support, we will stand with Israel, I says, this won't last long. He's going to turn against Israel, because I already knew that he was already supporting Hamas going through Iran, okay? And so now Biden has turned completely against Israel. Now he's signaling. He hasn't proclaimed it yet, but he is signaling to Israel that he may place sanctions against the Israeli Defense Forces. Because he's getting so much pressure from AOC and the Squat and all of these people on the far left, the Communist Party. So he's sending these little signals that he may enforce sanctions. There you go. Then we would be Israel's last supporter, last friend. Now, something happened.
What kind of sanctions?
Well, obviously the sanctions would be with the money. We've been supporting with billions and billions of dollars. And it would be also with arms. Okay, we've been arming Israel. Now, today, another thing that happened was there in New York City, you know, Trump, they're trying to keep Trump locked up in that courtroom so he can't get out, can't see the people. This is blatant. in your face. We are the Democratic Communist Party. We are totally lawless, totally lawless. The laws will only apply to you Republicans, okay? And we are using lawfare against you. We are using completely corrupted courts, courts that are just totally illegitimate and corrupt. And we're going to try to keep President Trump locked in so he, the legitimate president of the United States. What you have in the White House is a usurper. He is not the legitimate president of the United States by any means. No. So what's happening is Trump is going out before and after these courts, and he's being met with huge crowds outside the courthouse, and that there's huge crowds of people come out. Today, the labor unions came out, and the labor unions have always supported the Democrats. Now, the labor unions are coming out, and they're by 3-1 supporting Trump. And that's not the only unions that are doing that, and that is very good news. You have an article there?
I do. This is Planned Parenthood killed 392,715 babies in abortions last year, a record number. It was another record year for the abortion giant Planned Parenthood, killing more babies in abortions than ever before. Although Planned Parenthood bills itself as a women's health organization, in reality, it is little more than an abortion business. Planned Parenthood just published its annual report, its own figures from the previous year, and when it comes to abortions, the new report shows the abortion business killed 392,715 babies in abortions killed in the last year. That's a 5% increase from the 2021-2022 figures. That's over 1,075 babies killed in abortion every single day of the year, or 44 dead babies every single hour. That's an insane figure for a company that Giant claims its main focus is merely women's health care. It's a horrific number that is almost difficult to comprehend and far surpasses any genocide in human history. The figure is also higher than its previous annual report, where it indicated it killed 300,754,155 babies in abortions. In 2019, the abortion giant killed 354,871 babies in abortion, showing that Planned Parenthood continues to kill more and more babies, even as it does less and less legitimate health care, with the pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute estimating 930,160 abortions. This means Planned Parenthood kills 42% of all babies killed in abortions in the United States. A leading pro-life group called Stop Planned Parenthood commented on other parts of the new annual report in an email to Life News. In the 2022-2023 annual report, Planned Parenthood asserts that it goes above and beyond. Yet a close reading of the annual report reveals that Planned Parenthood appears to go above and beyond the law. As Stop has warned previously, Planned Parenthood brags about pursuing abortion near or across state lines. Planned Parenthood asserts that its lawyers are attempting to change laws in its favor through litigation, and that the organization uses its nearly $3 billion in assets to influencing political activity. This report should be the centerpiece of criminal investigations into misconduct by the Planned Parenthood and its board. You cannot mix, mingle, and misuse nonprofit money for improper purposes, and Planned Parenthood continues to do so to the tune of nearly $1 billion in donations and another $700 million in taxpayer money. So it kind of sounds like a pretty bad...
No, Planned Parenthood is the most wicked evil. They've killed more human beings than the army. They're creeping, crawling death. They're like a cancer. These people, for years and years, I would go out and picket the bloody Planned Predators. And these people that work there, these people they're demonic. I mean, they are demonic. You talk about wicked. The women that I've come across there have the most foul mouths. They're worse than any drunken soldier. Their mouths are more foul than the men.
They're getting $700 million in our taxpayer dollars.
That's right. Now, not only that, look, if you are someone who kills babies and sells body parts, if you're that kind of an animal, these people at Planned Parenthood, they're animals, okay?
Now, 44 dead babies every hour.
If you are one of those people that do that, what is it you wouldn't do? If you would kill and dismember innocent children, Would you have any problem at all bribing wicked politicians, bribing corrupt judges? Would you have any problem doing that at all? Would you have any problem? Because, see, we had a video that we made some years ago, and these women that had come out of there, come out of Planned Predators, come out of NARAL, once they got witnessed to, many of them repented. I mean, they got the hell scared out of them, and they came and they made a confession. They confessed on video how they were trained, that they would literally have classes on how to get a politician in bed when they wanted a piece of death legislation where they could make money. How they were trained how to do that. They would get a politician in a motel room, how they would keep something with the logo of that motel, either an ashtray, writing paper, a towel or whatever, and they would save that. And then when they needed that politician's support on some death legislation, they would send that to him with a little note, remember this? Because those women were unclean women. Those women are Planned Parenthood. They are unclean women. They have no shame about them. Like it says in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 34, their skirts are filled with the blood of the innocent. Okay, and one time when they opened their booth in the Geauga County Fair there, I went down and stood in front of the booth, and I handed out the literature. I showed people who Planned Parenthood really are. This is what they really do. And guess what? They didn't last a day. They had to pack up and leave.
Really?
That's right. Yeah. So that's what you have to do. You have to go right
Give them heaven.
Yep.
Fight hell with heaven.
Now, that Columbia University, have you seen what's happening to Columbia University?
Is this about the anti-Semitism?
This is about the pro-Hamas, anti-God, and right. And listen, It's not just anti-Jews. They're anti-Christian, too. And that so-called president... Remember what it says here. See, God's word, the Bible, is extremely accurate. And it's an amazing how much information is in here for those who actually decide to read it. But here he tells you that he said this. He said, I will give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Okay. Now, children is used in, here with two applications. One is actual youth. The other is incompetent people, okay? And then he says, and the people should be oppressed, every one another, and every one by his neighbor, and the child should behave himself proudly against the ancient, and the base against the honorable. Do you think of those children
there, in this current cabinet?
Do you think the children that are out there marching, do you think they are behaving themselves dishonorably? Okay, let me read that.
Those universities shouldn't be allowing anything violent like that.
Okay.
And it's happening in many, many across the country, right?
Right. They're acting base and dishonorably. Then it goes on to say this. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Now here, what is he saying? He's telling them, he's giving them incompetent people and women as their rulers.
It kind of sounds like what happened with the Golden Gate Bridge. They allowed children to shut down that bridge for, several hours, like over 100 people, and then the incompetent leaders of that who had the authority to arrest or prosecute, what'd they do? Just let them go?
All of these universities that are having these controversies, these marches and these protests, all of them have women presidents. Their leaders are all women. Okay, now, here, it tells you something else in the Bible about the simple-minded, and I think I may be preaching on this because it's right here. It's spelled out, but it's like if it's not a popular topic, then, if that message is not going to fill the offering plate, why preach it, right? I mean, that's the mindset you have of these people. Well, here, when you have this out here, in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20, here's what it says. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates in the city, she uttereth her words, saying, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge? Now, he goes on to say, turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, I will make known my words unto you. He's telling them, listen, I will give you wisdom, I will give you knowledge, just turn towards me here, right? Because I have called, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regardeth. But you have set at naught all of my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. Listen to this. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Do you know what's happening? They're losing control. A bunch of those radical nutcases were out of Chuck E. Schumer's. They're going after their own leaders, and they're even threatening Biden, okay? He says, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. This is what you're going to see, and this is what's happening. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me, for they have hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For as the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them, whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And so now, remember, initially, because that was what was supposed to have been done, Chuck E. Schumer came out and he stood for Israel. I mean, that's the way it was supposed to be. He's a Jew, okay? But now he's turned against Israel because of the pressure. It's like, you know, go with whoever's going to win, you know, or whatever you think. He bows down into the pressure. This is what they're doing.
How many years has he been a senator?
Way too many, way too many. I don't know how many, but I know.
And historically, what has his stance been on Israel?
Pardon? It's been, America's been pro-Israel, and we've had a lot of Jewish senators and this and that, and that was the politically correct thing, the politically to do. Now, for the left, it's not politically correct, so they will turn. They will remember, to us, betrayal is something that's repulsive to us. Betrayal is a bad thing.
Yeah.
To the left, betrayal, if you understand them, okay, if you can betray someone of significance, someone of power and authority, if you can betray them and take them down, that adds to your stock and your standing within the collective. For example, when Obama betrayed Barak, the president of Egypt, they were good friends, he betrayed him, then Obama's stock went up right away within the collective. He got away with it.
Now, Obama, has always, his policies, regardless of what he says, has always been supporting Iran, right?
Right,
and
right.
And policy-wise, he's always kind of been against, or if not very against, Israel.
Right.
So whoever's running the Biden administration, it's the same policies.
Right.
And then as far as with our Congress, I mean, historically, or our Senate, where are they at as far as?
They have historically supported Israel, but that's changing because of the radical left movement and the pressure. And so now, remember, Hillary, Gaddafi supported Hillary and was a big part. And then, but Hillary betrayed Gaddafi, and she laughed as he was getting beat to death right there in the streets, and sodomized with a bayonet. And I watched Hillary as she was watching it on TV, and she was laughing. And she says, and now he's dead, with a cackle. Now, remember Jimmy Carter. One day was shaking hands, patting the Shah of Iran on the back. They were good friends. The next day he betrayed the Shah of Iran. That upped within the collective the communism, Carter standing within the collective. So betrayal.
Well, Carter's an anti-Semite too, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah.
He's always backed the opposition to...
Right. So you always will... It's always, in other words, whatever God's Word, the Bible teaches, they're going to be in total opposition too. So remember, you have betrayal all through Scripture. You know, Jesus had who?
You talking about Judas or Peter?
Judas, okay. Now, Peter denied him, but he, in the end, didn't betray him. Judas, the son of perdition, betrayed him.
And the priests and the
David, King David had who?
Absalom.
Well, Absalom second. Who was it first? Ahithophel. Ahithophel was the one that actually counseled Absalom. Ahithophel was David's right-hand man, his top general, okay? So all through Scripture, you've had this. The very first one to betray was Cain betrayed his brother Abel, okay?
Yeah.
And so Abel actually was the very first prophet. People don't really realize that, but he was the very first prophet. And so there you go.
Well, the devil's always at work. That's why we got to, as you just said, to know wisdom and instruction and perceive the words of understanding is obedience to God and God's word.
Well, the devil was the very first betrayer. He betrayed his maker. He betrayed his creator. Okay, and so we're going to do something a little different tonight that we haven't done in a long time. I'm going to open the phone lines early. We're going to open the phone lines early. But before we do that, Style, are you listening there? You know what? Let's go ahead and play that clip because I want to comment on that. And then we'll open the second hour. We'll open the phone lines and take a bunch of calls. So, because a lot of people have been wanting us to open the phone line early, so we'll do it for a change. But go ahead and play that clip.
Hi, I'm Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays. Let me start by thanking everyone for your patience as we conducted a thorough and professional investigation over the past 13 months into the fake elector scheme in our state. I understand for some of you today didn't come fast enough, and I know I'll be criticized by others for conducting this investigation at all. But as I have stated before and will say here again today, I will not allow American democracy to be undermined. It's too important. The investigators and attorneys assigned to this case took the necessary time to thoroughly piece together the details of the events that began nearly 4 years ago. They followed the facts where they led, and I'm very proud of the work they've done to date. We're here because justice demands an answer to the efforts that the defendants and other unindicted co-conspirators allegedly took to undermine the will of Arizona's voters during the 2020 presidential election. Arizona's election was free and fair. The people of Arizona elected President Biden. Unwilling to accept this fact, the defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency. Whatever their reasoning was, the plot to violate the law must be answered for, and I was elected to uphold the law of this state. The scheme, had it succeeded, would have deprived Arizona's voters of their right to have their votes counted for their chosen president. It effectively would have made their right to vote meaningless.
All right, this woman, what she said, that Trump's cabinet, these people, these like 17 people, what they did was exactly the opposite of reality. That's exactly what they did. So she was the Arizona Attorney General, and again, that woman, every word that she was saying was in total opposition to the truth. But what they did in Arizona, and people really need to understand this, they will always do that. Now, just like the Russia thing, and everything that they were accusing Trump of doing is what they were doing. Do you know what some of the top constitutional lawyers and constitutional professors in this country are saying, in fact, four of the five out of five, I think, came today, have said that with this trial taking place today with Trump, that they still don't know what Bragg, they're trying to find out what the crime is. What was it that Trump did that was illegal? And so far, nobody seems to know. None of these law professors can put their finger on it. Okay, why? Because there is no legal.
Pete, we should all be very concerned when you can be put in harm's way legally without any legitimate purpose.
If they can do it, if we allow them to get away with it with him, look, you've got all of these hundreds of J6ers. That all they did was exercise their constitutional right because they knew that their vote had been stolen from them from a completely corrupt left, Communist Party left. There is no Democratic Party. That Benny Thompson, I was listening to him. You know, I think it would be hard-pressed to that so-called Congressman Benny Thompson if you were to put him on the witness stand and to try to prove that at any time in his life he ever told the truth. I listened to that man sit there and tell lie after lie after lie. By the way, Benny Thompson's a racist, too. A lot of people don't know that. He's made it very, very clear. He doesn't care for white men. So now what's happened, too? The FBI and the CIA have spied. They were spying on Trump. And they worked together. Okay, and it's a coup. The FBI and the CIA were in a coup. That's reality. Just like they're working against us, too, today. They've become rogue, and they're illegitimate. In fact, they were working with the corrupt banks. Go ahead. You got an article there.
13 banks helped feds spy on Trump supporters. At least 13 financial institutions helped the Biden administration spy on Donald Trump supporters without a warrant in the aftermath of the January 6th, 2021 riots on Capitol Hill, the Daily Mail reported Thursday. House Republicans opened an investigation into the practice in January with six banks linked to helping the Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network with surveillance of bank records. The Daily Mail's report uncovered seven more banking firms. The House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government revealed in January that federal investigators with FinCEN instructed the institutions to comb through customers' transactions for key terms like MAGA and Trump. Feds were spying on supporters of Trump and on Americans who made purchases at stores like Dick's Sporting Goods, Bass Pro Shops, and Cabela's, as well as those who bought religious books such as the Bible. The weaponization panel, chaired by Jim Jordan, sent a letter to the institutions asking for documents and communications related to the spying effort, according to the report. And another issue of great concern.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, I hear that U.S. Bank now is going through, and they're dropping people that are making purchases like that, on guns or mega hats or anything that's Trump, anything that's pro-American. And so, anyhow, that's where we're at. This is the exact.
It's a cultural Marxist revolution.
Exactly,
and they're weaponizing the government.
2 Timothy chapter 3 says exactly. We're exactly there. It describes this perfectly, along with Romans chapter 1. It describes the days we're living in, the times we're living in perfectly. I mean, you couldn't get a better description than this. Okay, we're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to open the phone lines at 888-677-9673. So, 888-677-3-2-1. Okay, then we've got a countdown. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.